Indiana University police are investigating an alleged sexual assault and strangulation case in a Bloomington dorm. As WFHB correspondent Agni Aguiar reports, sexual assault cases at IU are not handled like criminal cases.
Indiana University police are investigating a reported rape and strangulation case on IU's Bloomington campus. According to a crime notice sent out Tuesday, an IU student reported she was raped and strangled by another IU student last Thursday. According to IUPD Captain Craig Monroe, the woman was invited to the suspect's dorm room at Wright Quadrangle after meeting him on a social media app.
These individuals, they were not known to each other except through a social media app. And the allegation is, yes, that she was raped. And then the aggravated assault, which was by strangling, and her air supply was restricted. So that would qualify as strangling.
Police declined to specify what app the two met on. IUPD wasn't informed of the assault until Tuesday morning, 5 days after the alleged incident. A federally mandated notice sent out that night to university students and faculty described the crime and said that the investigation is ongoing.
They're going through the interview processes. That's not really my bailiwick on that, but there are those that are trained for that, and right now they're interviewing anybody that might be able to assist or provide some information.
Under IU's current procedure for investigating allegations of sexual assault, students accused of sexual assault are allowed to remain on campus during the investigation, potentially taking classes alongside their accusers. The suspect from this latest reported case, accused of raping and strangling another IU student, has been interviewed by IUPD but hasn't been arrested. IUPD stated they don't have enough information to determine whether or not the suspect is a continued threat. Captain Monroe stands by that statement.
We cannot absolutely confirm that he is not or that he is. So, I mean, we're right there. That's all I can say on that. Yeah, I have to stand by that statement. I don't want to endanger the integrity of the investigation by going any further into that. So,
IU has drawn criticism in the past over its handling of sexual assault cases. IU student Ellie Johnson began a social media campaign this summer criticizing the university's handling of her case, and organized an anti-sexual violence rally on campus in August. This time last year, of 242 post-secondary institutions under federal investigation for sexual misconduct handlings, IU was one of only three schools with at least five open cases, as reported in a series from the Indiana Daily Student detailing the failings of the system. The university was cleared of complaints following multiple federal investigations into sexual misconduct policies in February of this year, resolving to organize committees to study IU practices in sexual assault education. In response to this latest case, since the suspect and woman met on a social media app, both Monroe and the crime notice released by the university urge caution when meeting someone for the first time.
When it comes to the dating apps, we would warn people that there's always a possibility that the individual you're meeting is not thinking the same thing you are. There's issues of consent. There's issues of your own personal safety when you go out to meet a total stranger. So, you know, take those into account. Try to meet in a public place. Try to have friends with you the first time you meet. Just anything like that where you can kind of control your environment and what is happening.
IUPD says the investigation, which started Tuesday, is ongoing. For WFHB, I'm Annie Aguiar.